Minister Paola Flores, Secretary of Human Rights. Good afternoon. To begin with, I would like to reiterate our commitment to continuing taking all necessary steps to ensure the rights of Ecuador's people. We know that gender-based violence is a pandemic affecting the whole world. Ecuador is no exception. Therefore, our national government is taking measures to effectively combat this scourge throughout our territory. The institutions that are part of the National Comprehensive System for Preventing and Eradicating Violence are implementing the Organic Law on the Prevention and Eradication of Violence Against Women with a view to preventing and eradicating all kinds of violence against women in all their diversity and in the public and private spheres. We have a national plan for preventing and eradicating violence against women for 2020-2030. This includes prevention, awareness raising, and advocacy measures. We have a single violence registry, which will be a technological tool in order to make sure we have data for permanent feedback, which is geo-referenced and interinstitutional and official, and will provide data on gender violence and will help us implement public policies and prevent acts of violence, thus saving lives. Our government also offers comprehensive protection services. The goal is to provide psychological support as well as legal advice and social work for victims of gender violence, of human trafficking, and for people referred to us by the judiciary and administrative institutions. We currently have 45 offices of our comprehensive protection services, as well as 5 shelter homes and 17 comprehensive care centres for victims of violence and their children. Our government is aware of the reality prevailing within families and has provided support payments for children who are orphans because their mother died in violent circumstances. This is a payment that is given from the very beginning of the investigation in a provisional fashion. Our priority is to eradicate violence against women, and therefore we have engaged in dialogue with women from various sectors with the support of UN Women's Bureau, Gender Bureau and the EU. Commitments were made, such as that to create the Ministry for Women and Human Rights. Similarly, we will soon open the Purple Centres, which are spaces for reducing the risk of violence against women and for providing immediate care if cases of violence occur. Secondly, I would like to say that we have strengthened the directorate of the technical body of the National System for Social Rehabilitation. Within our penitentiary system, we have structural issues and they do require attention. That is why the strengthening of these institutions is a national priority. The Ecuadorian government is constantly reaffirming its commitment to the respect, protection, and promotion of the human rights of persons deprived of liberty. Thus, through the creation of a public policy for social rehabilitation 2022-2025, we are seeking to promote comprehensive care with regard to the standards, rules, and main international instruments in the field of human rights. Ecuador has developed the first penitentiary census in our country with a view to compiling socio-demographic data which will feed into our decisions regarding persons deprived of liberty. Similarly, we are implementing the first administrative registry. This is a digital tool for streamlining public policy implementation. Currently, we have carried out the census in 94% of the prisons in our country. Our government advocates human rights for all. Therefore, Ecuador has established an institution in charge of implementing public policies for the LGBTI plus population with a view to building a fair, inclusive society committed to the eradication of violence. Currently, we have taken meaningful action to satisfy the needs of the LGBTI plus population, such as the institutionalization of the Subsecretary for Diversity into a unit for the promotion and protection of the rights of the LGBTI plus people. In this context, we approved an action plan on diversity 2022-2025. This is a tool that was created by more than 117 activists and civil society representatives that fostered 144 activities in favor of the LGBTI plus population. And it is built on 4 pillars. First of all, prevention of violence and discrimination. B, ensuring the right to inclusive goods and services. Thirdly, promotion of the restitution of rights. And fourthly, strengthening institutional capacities. Ecuador has developed a housing and population census, including the gender dimension, and we are carrying out a survey at the national level on the living conditions of the LGBTI plus community in order to ensure their rights are recognised. Similarly, we are working on institutionalising the registration of children from same-sex couples. Finally, we are also developing pathways to close down any spaces that seek to modify sexual orientation and or gender identity, thus creating spaces free from violence for the LGBTI plus community. On the rights of human rights defenders and the environment, Ecuador has an interinstitutional bureau for public policy for protecting and promoting the rights of human rights defenders and environmental or nature defenders and journalists. This is spearheaded by the Ombudsperson and the Secretariat for Human Rights. Currently, we are developing the first stage of a diagnosis and we are working on systematizing information. We are also ensuring participatory preparation of a policy in favour of human rights defenders and journalists. To conclude my statement, I would like to say that Ecuador has made progress as a plurinational and state and intercultural society. Currently, we are also spearheading a school for training women leaders called Women From and Their Own Voices. This is aimed at fostering active participation by women from social movements and organizations of nationalities, peoples, and rural areas, and to involve them in decision making with a view to devising policies, programs, and projects aimed at ensuring the prevention and eradication of political violence. Our government established the Secretary for the Management and Development of Indigenous Peoples and Nationalities. It is the lead agency for public policies aimed at Indigenous peoples and communities, and it recognises the importance of ensuring their participation. Thus, we are also working on ensuring that we have efficient public policies that respect, protect, and ensure their rights. Similarly, we are steadfast in our defence of dignity, and we are putting into practice solidarity, humanity, and conditions of well-being and peace for all. Amongst other things, we have 52 educational processes underway for civil servants and civil society on various topics relating to human rights. So far,